That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner. And now let's see what's going on down at Pine Ridge. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store talking to Lum. Listen.
Well, now, Lum, I ain't going over to the Widow Abernathy and stand in front of her house all day and scare everybody away from her.
Well, I don't know how else we can keep that lawyer from talking to her.
Well, there must be some other way.
The minute she talks to a lawyer, she's going to find out that her and Cedric ain't actual married, because there weren't no wedding license. And the minute she finds that out, she's going to demand that me and her go through with our wedding.
Well, if you can just put it off till tomorrow, well, you're safe, ain't you?
Yeah. According to the rules of the Queen for Our program, the time will be up then.
That's what I thought.
But they still all of today to worry about.
Yeah.
You better get over there to the widow's place and hide there, Summers. And the minute you see some strange fella heading for her place, what do
well,
you
Well, now, wait just a minute, Lum. I ain't going to do that now. There ain't no use to argue.
Why not?
Well, if them young'uns or the widows ever caught me hiding around there, they'll beat me within an inch of my life.
Oh, I doubt that.
Well, they will now. There's a couple of them that's pretty big. That oldest one's about twice as big as
me. Now, look, Abner, all you... Uh-oh. Hello, Ben.
Morning. Good morning.
Hey, let Ben do it.
Say, I think the happy bride's going to have a visitor today.
A visitor?
Yes. I was just over to Dick Huddleston's store, and a stranger come in asking how to get to Mrs. Abernathy's house.
Oh, my goodness. That's him, Abner. Yeah, that's him, sure as a word.
Should I say Mrs. Lehigh's house?
Abner, don't just sit there. We got to get busy and do something.
Well, what do we do?
I don't know, but we can't let that lawyer get away from us. Get on the phone and call him up.
What'll I say to him?
I don't care what you say. Just keep talking to him till I study up some plan. Hurry up, Abner.
Well, all right. This is going to be the silliest phone conversation I ever had, though.
Some friend of yours, Abner?
Up till now, he ain't. Don't even know his name.
Looks like a nice fella. I'd like to meet your friend, Abner.
Hello? Is that you, Dick? This is Abner. Yeah? Oh, just horribly, I reckon. How are you?
Well, get to the point, Abner. You get away from that.
Say, Dick, I'd like to speak to that fella that just come in your store.
Abner, get to this and on the phone.
I don't know him. I just want to talk to him.
That's the time.
Still don't know what I'm going to say to him.
Talk as long as you can, Abner.
Hello? How are you?
Oh,
I'm fine. How are you feeling now?
Now? Ask him when he got in.
When did you get in? Uh-huh. Says he just got in, Sloan. Have you studied up something yet?
No, keep talking.
Hello?
Study up something.
My name is Abner Peabody.
You're doing a good set of tramps.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, yeah, in a way, yeah.
What did he say?
Asked if I knowed Miss Abernathy.
Oh, my goodness.
And he asked me if she was the one that told me that he was coming here.
Granny, you oughtn't have said yes. Don't tell him you know me.
I don't generally mention that.
Maybe you better let Ben talk. You're liable to say the wrong thing.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll run out of anything to say anyway. Hello? Sorry to hold you up there. Just hold the line a minute. There's another fella here that wants to talk to you. Here, Ben. You take it.
Say, what's your friend's name, Abner?
I don't know. Just talk to him.
Yeah, just give me a few minutes and I'll study up some good ideas.
Hello? Say, Abner was just telling me about you. How's everything?
Nosy fella.
That's nice.
You know who I was?
How's that?
Why, calling?
Well, oh, yes. Yes, I know Mrs. Abernathy well.
Get on some other subject, Ben.
Just a minute. How's that, Mom?
Don't talk about the widow. Get him to talking about something else.
Well, here, maybe Abner wants to talk to him about old times.
Ben, I don't know him.
Yes?
Just get on there and talk to him about anything, Ben. Tell him about Mount Ida.
Why?
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, that'll take a couple of hours right there.
Hello? Say, I understand that you're from Mount Ida.
No.
Oh? Well, Lum was under the impression you were.
Don't mention my name.
Well, you ought to take a trip there sometime. Nice place.
Oh, he'd love that.
Yes, if you ever go there, you ought to be sure and eat at Tom and Minnie's. It's a high-class restaurant.
I see Ben owns for that restaurant.
It's run by a fellow named Tom and his wife, Irene. You can get a nice chicken fried steak there quite reasonably. Irene does the cooking herself. I know you'll enjoy eating there. They've been running this restaurant continuously since 1922, with the exception of the years 1931 and 1937, when they were closed by the Board of Health.
Long look, there's that fella coming out of Dick's store.
Oh, my goodness, he must have hung up.
Yeah, I know you'll enjoy meeting Irene, too. She was a Paisley before she was.
You can stop now, Ben.
Rather stout woman. Good nature.
Abner, run out there and catch him.
She made a trip to Buffalo, New York, when she was only 11 years old.
Hurry up, Abner. Don't let him get away.
Also went to Niagara Falls.
Well, I don't know what to do with him after I catch him.
Well, take him someplace. Take him down to Luke Spears' luncheon.
Listen, you fellows will have to be more quiet. I can't talk with all this racket going on.
Hurry up, Abner. You're
going
to lose it.
Well, I'm going.
I'm sorry we was interrupted, but there's quite a bit of disturbance going on here.
Ben, you can hang up now.
I was telling you about Irene's trip to Niagara Falls. Oh, yes. For 50 cents, she got to stand right underneath the falls with a rubber suit on.
Ben, I said you could hang up.
She's had neuritis on and off ever since. But you should meet her sister, Rose.
Oh, me.
Rose Paisley was a woman of about 160 pounds, nice-looking woman.
Well, come on, Ben. Help me study up some way to keep that lawyer from seeing the widder. Abner can't keep him down at Luke's lunchroom all day. They've been down there for an hour now.
That's nice for a couple of old friends to get together like that.
They ain't old friends, Ben. He's a lawyer from the county seat. How many times do I have to tell you that?
Yeah.
The widder called him to come out here and talk about getting this wedding of hers and Cedric's null and voided. Now, settle down and help me study up some good idea to keep them two apart till 12 midnight. After that, I'm safe.
Well, now, let's see.
Oh, for goodness sake. Here comes Abner back. And he's by himself. The fellow must have got away from him.
Maybe he's gone out to see Elizabeth as long as he's a good friend of the family.
All right, Grannies, come in here, Abner. What'd you let him get away for?
I ain't let him get away. He's still down at the lunchroom. I just come back to get some more money.
More money?
Doggish can that fella eat. He's at a $4.30 worth of victuals so far, and he's still going strong.
Oh, well, good. Here, take all the money I got. Keep him eating all day long if you can.
Well, I want my $4.30 back too long.
Well, you'll get it. Here's $7. Let him eat it all if you have to.
Well, I don't think I can keep him down there much longer. He keeps saying he's got to get out of there and see Miss Abernathy.
Well, you keep changing the subject every time he mentions her.
Yeah, well, I've changed that subject so many times now I wore it out long.
Well, you better hurry up back down there. Wait a minute. That ain't him walking up the road there, is it?
Of course. I know that is, just as sure as well. He must have got peeled up finally.
Well, hurry up and get out there. Don't let him get over there to her place. Wait a minute. Maybe you better go this time, Ben. He's liable to get suspicious if Abner goes back out there.
Well, what is it you want me to do,
Just go out there and talk to him. Do anything. Take him down to the soda fountain. Get him an ice cream soda. Anything.
Fine. Any friend of Abner's is a friend of mine.
Yeah, it's might not 2 o'clock. Ben's doing a pretty good job, you know.
Yeah, yeah. He's sure keeping him there all right. Let's see now. 2 o'clock now. All you got to do, Lum, is just keep that lawyer away from the widder's place 10 more hours and you're safe.
10?
Yeah, yeah.
Goodness, that's right, Ann.
I don't much believe you can keep him away from there that long, though.
Well, I've got to do it. I ain't going to marry the widder Abernathy, and that's all they are to it. I don't care. I have to get that lawyer and tie him up for 10 hours.
Well, you might have to just do that, too. Down you, the widder's going to start getting suspicious pretty soon and wonder why that lawyer ain't showed up over there.
Yeah, I was thinking about that myself.
Why, sure, she'll know something's happened.
I keep expecting her to call up here thinking I did something with him.
Well, she don't know that you know he was coming, does she?
Yeah, that's right.
Why, no.
Yeah, that's the only thing that's going to save
me. Yeah, she won't station you. Don't worry about that.
Maybe you better go on down to the drugstore and see how Ben's getting along, Abner. He might need some help.
Yeah, all right. I'll run down there. Maybe I can get to talk. Wait a minute. Yonder comes Ben now. The lawyer ain't with him either, though.
Oh, my goodness. I ought to know that he'd bungle this someway. Abner, get out there and start hunting for him.
Start hunting for him?
Where'd he go, Ben? How'd he get away from you?
Oh, you don't need to worry, Lum. Everything's all right.
Well, what about did he ask?
He's still down at the soda fountain talking to his brother-in-law.
His brother-in-law?
I know he's not going over to see Mrs. Abernathy for a couple of hours yet.
How do you know that?
Because he called her on the telephone.
Huh?
And she said that she was busy talking to her lawyer.
Her lawyer?
Yes.
Well, wait a minute. Who's that fella down at the soda fountain then?
That's her brother.
Huh?
He heard she was married again and came over to meet his new brother-in-law, and as luck would have it, Cedric dropped in the drugstore, and they're down there now getting acquainted.
From the looks of things now, he may have met the wrong brother-in-law.